And welcome back to the Greg Herenda Show. Kenny, that's an oldie but a goodie.
Oh, yeah, we play that all the time on Retro Radio.
And I've got an old school. I got one of my favorite recruits ever at UMass Lowell, and he's evolved into the video coordinator, player development coach for the world champion Toronto Raptors, Mr. John Corbaccio. Botch, welcome to the Greg Herenda Show.
What's up, Coach? How we doing?
Oh, man, it's good to hear your voice. Number one, congratulations.
Thank you. I just want to say, I wouldn't be on this show right now if you didn't give me that scholarship.
And Botch,
I wouldn't have any of this if you didn't give it to me, G.
Let it be known to the world that I wanted to give you the scholarships, and Mark Kuntz, my assistant, did not want to give it to you. he's like, gee, he's big, he can shoot it, but he's slow. Who can he guard? I remember the day that you pulled up to the admissions office on the other side of campus at UMass Lowell. You were wearing like these jeans from like 1954 and a pair of like white, ugly Nikes. And like you had this look to you like, you were goofy, likable, and lovable. And I'm like, Mark, I want this kid and we're going to offer the kid. And the rest is history. I mean, everywhere you've been, you bring championships, Botch. We won a championship.
Yep. 2010.
2010, my first team championship in the Northeast 10.
And Coach,
yes.
That song, Ain't Stopping Us Now,
yes.
That was our championship run song. You would play that in the locker room after every game. When we took down Merrimack, Merrimack.
Oh, that was you. You're right. And Kenny, I played music way before Fairleigh Dickinson.
Some things never change.
They don't change. And Botch, I just remember one of the worst injuries that I've had to deal with in a game. Remember up in Albany at St. Rose, Botch?
St. Rose.
Oof.
All those tranquilizers I took.
Kenny. So Botch goes down, and I'm like, come on, Botch, get up. And Botch is writhing in pain. I mean, did you separate your shoulder? What did you actually do, Botch?
My shoulder was hanging out.
Kenny,
it was just hanging there.
Was screaming bloody murder. Oof. And like so after the game, the men and women would travel together. So we had to wait outside the hospital, and they drugged this kid up so bad. Kenny, when he got off the bus, he looked like he just got done with the Toronto Raptor parade. He was out of it, and people were like on the bus talking to him, and he was like, you couldn't talk, you couldn't make words. But Kenny, by far the most lovable. Like, he's like the Nadi Basiri of UMass Lowell. Everybody loves Botch.
We're loving him already here on the Greg Herenda Show.
He's the best. Coach. Getting back to the championships, that was your first. And then you're an assistant coach in the G League for Jerry Stackhouse. You win a championship in the G League.
Yep.
What was your title there, Botch?
Before Jerry Stackhouse, though, I was a head coach in Asia.
I coached in the
Thailand Basketball League.
That's right. And you
youngest head coach to win a title there.
That's right.
For that summer, that was a wild one.
You had another one. So you've had, like, in a really short career, you had four championships, and the ultimate is the Larry O'Brien Trophy, which is given to the championship NBA team.
Yeah.
Just, Botch, the whole year had to be a magical ride. Give me the one moment, whether it was on the parade or in the playoffs or in the locker room. What's that one moment that'll resonate within your mind and your soul forever, Botch? Tough question. Or maybe a few, but just give me that one where it was like, wow, are you kidding me?
Man. When I kissed the Larry O'Brien in the locker room,
yes,
all I could think of was my father.
Oh, God.
And that was
Amen.
I remember that. That was
yes.
All I thought about was I could see the silly as it sounds, the reflection when
right.
It's so shiny and you're looking in there.
Yep.
if it wasn't for him and people like you, Coach G, I would not be able to even think about those types of things.
Amen. Kenny Bocce's dad, the late Giacomo Carbaccio, the greatest name on the planet. It sounds like a guy from a gangster movie. Couldn't be any further from the truth. One of the sweetest men, greatest smiles, a giver, an educator, just a human being that left us too early. So you were thinking about your dad, Bocce, and rightly
the
so.
The whole time.
Oh, God. And then your mother, you know, you're a family guy, obviously. You were connected to my family very strongly. But your mother, the picture of your mother on the bus during with Drake, like, how did your mom and Drake get along? Did they get along well?
Oh, yeah. They were great. She was loving it. My sister was on there loving
Catherine,
it.
Catherine, Michael, and David. So that's right, Coach. They all flew out to game six, was it? Were they all there, or did they blow me?
Game three, four, they flew out. Game six, they couldn't get off work.
Gotcha. Dedicated people.
Yeah, it's all good, though. It was all worth it for being there on the parade.
Tell me, they
could see it all.
They could
be a part of it, you know? They felt it.
Oh, God, yeah. Bocce, getting to basketball, what is it like, man, coaching, like, not great players, but arguably the best players in the world now? Is it, you know, I know you coached R.J. Barrett in high school. He's going to be a number three pick, hopefully, to the Knicks. But Kawhi and Lowry, what is it really? Is it surreal, or is it, to you, is it an everyday kind of common event now?
I mean, to be honest, Coach, like, I would treat how I treat Kawhi and Kyle.
Yep.
I would treat them the same as any other roster player or any coach
that
I had in high school.
I love it.
Like, you got to be 100% pure basketball at all times, because that's what they are.
Yes.
To be honest, that's what I am too. You know me, my passion for the game.
That's it.
Just loving it. And they smell that off you.
Right.
They could smell it. And if you don't have that, they would sniff it off you.
They sniff that too.
And that's how you got to sustain that, is just be yourself. And the game is myself. And
I love that. My players are going to listen to this show. And that's like, I'm as real. And you know, Bocce, you played for me for 4 years with I'm on the best players, just like the walk. I remember
100%,
Robbie Walton became a captain scholarship player. And if you treat guys now you can't treat them exactly the same, but if you try to hide things and you try to look the other way, you lose respect. And the NBA game is just full of respect.
Yeah, Coach, you said it. It doesn't matter who it is. Like, you got to be 100% pure basketball.
Yeah.
And if that's what you want to be known for.
That's right.
Man, you just said a great name there, though.
Rob.
One of the great – Robbie Walton.
Kenny, this guy,
man.
He's a cop now, a South Boston police officer. And you talk of a South Boston kid that just brought it. He was whiter than you, Kenny.
Is that possible?
Way more athletic, but it just had a nose for the ball, was a winner. He wasn't afraid of anything. And, like, that's what I'm saying, Bocce. Like, that's what the game is about. It's equal opportunity. You know, you got Robbie Walton, then you're coaching Kawhi Leonard. Bocce, kind of define your role, because, you know, you see it, you hear it. Well, let's start the second part, player development. So are you working out with the players prior to the game?
Players
when
before
do you do
practice,
it? Okay.
Before games, after practice, at night, a lot of guys come in.
And you're just there. You're there for them. You're there for them. When they need shots or they need to work on their handle, you're there.
Right there.
That's awesome.
And it's players. Like, I treat that players first. What they need and how do we fit it in our offensive system, and you mesh the two together.
That's awesome. So during the games, are you – because I haven't – every time I'm hoping that you're behind the bench, on the bench. Where are you actually during those playoff games and during the regular season games? Are you in a video room in Toronto, or do you travel with the team? What's your role on game day?
I travel with the team, and we cut the game, and I'll cut the game in the locker room.
Okay.
And while the game's going on, I'll pull clips for halftime, and then our coach, Nick Nurse, will show the team at halftime those clips.
Sure.
That they pull out and what we could
That's
adjust.
That's awesome. So you're cutting them up as the game goes on. So when they come into the locker room, Coach Nurse can show the video to the guys about rotations and about your outfit and what have you, and that's what you bring to the table.
Exactly.
That's incredible. Now, do you watch?
Yeah. The prep for all that stuff is I'm involved in a lot of the game planning.
Oh, yeah.
So the advanced scouting before we play a team.
Right.
Is just how do we beat them? What do we got to do?
Sure.
What are they doing well? You know.
Right.
Basic advanced scouting. And getting that done, getting that information to the coaching staff.
I mean, that's huge. That's a huge job. Now, each game, like, would you have certain coaches have certain teams? So, like, if you have the Knicks and the Boston back-to-back, so are you working with a specific assistant and going over each? They have their own teams, and you're working with those guys?
I do every game with them.
Gotcha.
So I'll do all five coaches that are in charge of doing scouts, or all six coaches.
Right.
And Coach G, it worked out so well that this year that Nick Nurse gave me a couple scouts.
Wow.
To do in front of the team.
Stop, Botch.
Yeah.
Who'd you have, Nurse, if you don't mind? If you don't mind, who did you have? What teams? Can you share that?
My first one was the New York Knicks.
The Knicks. Wow.
And after the game, you know, it was a pretty special moment for me.
Did he acknowledge what you did in front of the team, I would imagine? I hope.
Yeah, but it was more so the players just showing up to play.
Yes.
I mean, they showed up.
Yes.
It was 100% the players showing up to play.
Right. Botch, you have to stop being so selfish, Botch. You got to be selfish a little bit, Botch. You do more. I know how hard you work. Kenny, a great story. Now, Botch was my assistant at UMass Lowell, and at that point in time, remember you had the issue going across the border, Botch?
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my gosh.
We had a game, and Botch was coming back. It was his scouting report, and they didn't let him across the border, and they held him. And I'm like, Botch, I need you back to show tape. Botch was in custody in customs. And if you ever saw Botch, and you've seen pictures, Kenny, and we have it on our website, he's there's not a nicer, like, person, and he looks like the nicest person, you know what I mean? So that was and Botch, I'll never forget, I'll never thank you, because when I got the job here, Kenny, Botch was big part of my life and helped me get at my press conference. He was there on campus and helped me get the Boys and Girls Club directors to my press conference before I even met them. He reached out and got those guys. And Botch, we are so tight till this day. Joe Licata.
Awesome. Remember that?
Those guys. Yeah.
We went to Patsy's right after.
And then we went to Patsy's. You're the best, Botch. Botch, tell me about this. Tell me about Coach Nurse. He looks like a down guy, like just a real person that has a life and is just grounded. I'm hoping that's the truth.
He is as honest as anyone in the world. He is the best, like, unbelievable coach.
Yes.
It is unbelievable. Open book.
Yes.
Open book.
I love it.
If you got questions, I'll tell you, like,
yep.
Honesty.
Right.
It's amazing. It's the best way to work.
Yes. Because there's nothing to hide. Yep. Yep.
Just go to him. If you got something you want to say, you'll listen.
Tell me about... I'm really intrigued with this, and I think our listeners are the same way, Botch. Tell me about, like, your shoot-arounds. Like, are they very structured, or are you guys just shooting around and going guards and forwards? Give me a typical rundown of what a Toronto Raptors shoot-around is. The day of a game, and you're in Milwaukee, regular season, February. What's it like?
I mean, usually we'll do film in the morning. We'll do film in the morning.
Yep.
Then we'll take the buses over to the arena.
Yep.
And if you're going to have these guys on the floor,
yep.
Coach G, you can't waste their legs. You can't waste their energy.
Right.
You can't waste their time. So we'll meet an hour before.
Yes.
Before we even show that film to them.
Yes.
And it's just this. Nick Nurse is structured and streamlined.
Right.
And it's not just, all right, go get shots. Like, what are we doing? Like, what our offense and just build out Like, we're not waiting. There's no wasted time or energy.
Zero. And are you walking through Botch? Like, because I know that that's taxing when you walk through all the sets. Like, will you walk through the sets, run through them, or is it more or less just on video that you watch them?
No, we'll walk through them.
You will?
Okay. Yeah, we'll definitely walk through them. And it's, you got to do it. I mean,
yeah. No,
it's not, it seems like it's drowning, and oh, we've seen a double drag a million times before, but
right.
It's different when certain guys are in the
exactly.
scenario now.
Exactly.
So you have to go over and just remind them. It's going to happen fast, and be ready.
Bosh, tell me about the language in the NBA, like the double drag. I'm not talking about foul language. I'm just talking about the double drag and the, you know, the just give me some of the key words that you guys are talking about in your rotations and your tags. And sometimes when you listen to real NBA people, Kenny, you don't even know like what they're talking. It's like
Japanese.
It's like the NFL when you hear like
exactly.
Coach, not with us, man. Nick Nurse is
keeps
not
it real.
Like,
he keeps it real.
He's not about that at all.
Good, good.
He wants to be. We had a coach's retreat in his hometown in Carroll, Iowa.
Yeah.
And he said he wanted to be different than any other NBA team or do things differently.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's what he did. We're not using all the words just to
right,
say them.
Right. Right.
Like, it's very streamlined the way he's done it.
I love it.
But I don't know how to describe it other than that.
But he's
coach.
Simple. He's an Iowa Midwestern simple guy.
He's about I always say this, there's going to be so many NBA teams maybe next year that just change the way that they play the game.
That's right.
Because it's a copycat league, and you look at our extreme ball pressure and how hard our guys played it, you know? It reminded me a lot of what you used to do with us at UMass Lowell.
Yep.
Like, we would bring it every day.
And we brought it. No, exactly. And then that, over a period of time, other teams can't sustain that, and you do, and that's why you won late.
100%.
I think
you're conditioned for it. You're ready for it.
Yes. Botch, tell me about your thoughts on R.J. Barrett. Is he coming? It sounds like he's coming to the Knicks. You coached him in high school. Everyone in New York is waiting for a savior. What's R.J. Barrett going to bring to the NBA and bring to the New York Knickerbockers?
I don't know if I'm allowed to talk to him until
Oh,
the
you
25th.
Can. Okay. You know what? Yeah, I don't want you to tamper. I don't want to have you violate any NBA rules on the Greg Herrenda show. But let it be known here that you are a influential person in R.J. Barrett's life as a high school coach. And that must – can you talk a little bit about coaching him and how much fun that was?
Yeah, I mean, his dad set him up so well in terms of teaching him the game, how to read pick and rolls, coming
right.
off pin downs and making the reads.
Yeah.
He is an unbelievable playmaker.
Yes.
So, and that's when I had him in high school, he was just an unbelievable playmaker at that time, and
yep.
we won a lot of games, and the players around him also benefited.
No question.
A lot of players at that school that we had, I think about 8 or 9 of them went on to get Division I scholarships.
That's incredible. So Botch, we have a player on our team, Kalem Baker,
yep.
who's from Toronto and wound up going to prep school in the States. But right now, and this is so true about the Raptors now, everyone knows that the Raptors, that Canada is a big part of the NBA. But for a long period of time, Botch, you know this more than anybody, there's a lot of good Canadian basketball players out there. And in the United States and the world is just figuring that out. And we figured it out. We just took a freshman, again, Kalem Baker from Toronto. Tell me about what the Raptors winning the championship does to the country of Canada. I mean, it's just how proud are you guys up there right now?
When I was growing up, it was Vince Carter.
That's right.
Vince Carter
winning
the slam dunk contest. And that got me excited when I was in the fifth
True.
Or sixth grade.
Yes.
I stayed on the driveway every night just mimicking the Nike basketball commercials, you know, walking up and down my street, putting
right.
the ball between my legs, doing all the dances.
Yep. Yep.
I can only imagine what a championship does for them now. Because if my love for the game, and that's what Vince Carter winning a slam dunk contest did for me.
Yes.
and especially going to the summertime, Coach. Imagine these kids all playing hoop all summer now.
No. With the Raptor gear on. No, it's hockey is kind of like, you know, like Kenny's, you're a huge hockey guy.
Sure.
Who won the champion? St. Louis played Boston. This is, Canada is a hoop country right now. It really is. Botch, before we let you go, you got to tell me about the parade, man. I've seen videos of it. How surreal was that whole experience, man?
I couldn't get it. When I heard the distance that we were going,
right,
I was like, oh, man, this is not – there's how do you go this – like, we're going to go this many miles? Like, how are we going to do that and
right.
still have people here?
Right.
And it was – Coach G, I think there was like 3 million people.
3 million?
Some like 3 million people.
That's nuts.
Just screaming, like – and. I was still a soda I was on. Kawhi Leonard, Kyle Lowry.
Was Drake on your float?
Yep, Drake was on there.
So wait, you were on the float sweet. With Drake and Kawhi.
Yep.
And your mom.
And my mother, my brother, my brother, and my sister there too.
I mean, that's a dream. That's you talk about Giacomo. Looking over you, man. Like that stuff. It's like us this year, Botch. We win a game in the NCAA tournament, and I'm like, I know my mother and father like have a lot to do with it, you know. And Jill and Trey are up in the crowd, and it's just we're blessed people, Botch. We're blessed.
Well, Coach, when you won that championship,
yes,
I remember going. I think we were on the road. I saw PJ Carlissimo.
Yeah,
and I said, Coach G got one. He got one, and he was like, he was going off the chain, screaming. And this
PJ.
Is like a morning shoot around or something.
I love it because you know PJ was the head coach with Bruce Hamburger, my assistant's PJ's guy. So Kenny, it's one big basketball family. It's just it's a really small family, Botch.
Coach, I was so happy for you. Oh, no one deserves man. That more than you. The amount of energy you give these players and the life changing that you change lives, Coach.
Whoa.
And I am forever I am so thankful for you. And like some people don't even know, but you're a major reason why like people like me are able to do what we're
doing.
That
means a lot to me, Botch, and vice versa, man. That's why I coach for people like you and Adrian Griffin, man. Talk about AG quick.
AD.
He's the coolest cat.
Wow.
Hey, why didn't
coolest cat, but he is so detailed,
well
prepared,
yes.
organized.
Yes.
He is gonna be an NBA head coach very, very
I thought he was gonna get to Memphis. Be. God, Adrian Griffin. Ask him this question when you see him, Botch. He's the only guy up on that stage. I never saw him put the hat on. Why didn't he put the hat on, bro? You gotta put the championship hat on. I'm looking him up there. He was still ready to coach even up on the stage. He's Adrian, you know, played for Patino and he was with Tommy Thibodeau and I mean and I coached him, Kenny, back in the Seton Hall days. Botch,
great. He commands the room. It's beautiful, man. He's so good at his craft and he's gonna be very successful.
Botch, you are very successful. We're going to have you back on. It's going to be Botch Part 2.
Whoa, boy. G, before we go, man, you know I got to give a big special shout-out to Coach Kuntz. You know, he's going to be really upset I beat him to your show. We always talk about it.
You know, I'm going to get him on.
I beat him to the show.
You beat him. Well, you know what? You deserve it, Botch. Well, I'll get Kuntz on, but I can't thank you enough for being yourself. Bringing your father, your mother, your brothers and sisters into my life. I'm so happy for you. I just want to congratulate you again, and thanks for being on the Greg Herrenda Show.
Thank you, Coach. I love you, man.
Botch, you're the best. I love you.
You win everywhere you go.
And so do you. And
hey, you know what a smart man once told me? You get what you deserve.
You get what you deserve, brother, and you got it. Larry O'Brien. And that was John Corbaccio, video coordinator, player development coach of the Toronto Championship Raptors here on the Greg Herrenda Show.
This is John Corbaccio, video coordinator, player development coach of the Toronto Raptors Champions 2019. And you're listening to the Greg Herrenda Show on WFDU. I thank you all.
but it's been no bed of roses.